Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode.
Welcome to Good Morning Hospitality, your one-stop shop for the latest news, noteworthy trends, and thought-provoking discussions across the industry. From hotels and short-term rentals to all things travel and hospitality, you'll find each episode equips you with the information that you need to start your week. Join us on Good Morning Hospitality every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back with the one and only CEO of AirDNA, Demi Horvat. Welcome back to Good Morning Hospitality. It's so good to see your face in the new year. This is actually my first recording of 2024. So welcome to the show.
I feel extra special. Thank you so much for having me and thank you for having me be first.
Of course. Well, thanks for giving us content to talk about because what a way to kick off the new year. January 9th, we saw that you guys have announced the acquisition of Uplisting. And so I, of course, had to get some one-on-one time with you to keep the trend going of our episodes together going through acquisitions and wanted to obviously hear from you and what you guys are planning. So without further ado, my first kind of question set up for you here, Demi, is I had Vinny on the podcast, or actually my other podcast, Slick Talk, the Hospitality Podcast, back in March 16 of 2022. It was a fun time. I obviously got to meet Vinny through conferences and, you know, the world of LinkedIn that we both live in, and loved the episode. Loved everything that Vinny was talking about on building features and products that operators are actually going to use. So I know that's similar for you guys at AirDNA, especially with your guys' product relaunch. And so I would love to know kind of what does the role of Uplisting play in the ecosystem of AirDNA, Arrivalist, and overall Alpine as a whole?
Yeah, absolutely. So in my experience working with Alpine, I would say one of the things that they talk about all the time is that they're interested in acquiring businesses where customers are raving fans. And they're excited about building businesses where they can turn customers into raving fans where that's not the case. And it's funny because the founder of Alpine, Graham Weaver, is actually on TikTok. You can hear him talking about that himself if you're on TikTok and you're in the private equity area of TikTok, which maybe is a little bit thin. But I would say that is the case for both AirDNA and also for Uplisting, and is very much a part of the philosophy that Alpine uses when they're looking at companies and thinking about what creates value at companies. So I'm excited about the combination because AirDNA, as you said, has that. We are solving such an acute need for people where if you're considering buying a property as an investment, you're putting a huge fraction of your net worth potentially into making that investment. And so getting it right and having the right data to be able to make a good decision and maybe sometimes even more importantly, avoid bad ones is super, super critically important. And same thing, if you're operating a property, that property is something that you've invested a lot into and being able to have the tools at your fingertips to make the most out of that investment is super important and obviously saves a ton of time being able to automate some of those tasks. Make sure that you have a reliable solution. Guest experiences are going to be great. So that's what kind of felt philosophically aligned in terms of the way that both businesses serve customers. And I'm super excited about what it does for us as far as what stages of their journey our customers are on and how the combination will be able to help them with that, which I'm sure we'll get into in more detail.
Definitely, we will. And I guess a question I didn't fully prepare for you, but just kind of thinking about it now is, did you ever expect to acquire a property management software when you stepped into the helm of CEO and, you know, just started steering the ship the way that you guys all wanted to get on one mission and focus? I can't imagine you did, but I would be love to hear if you actually thought about that in the beginning.
Yeah. So honestly, I did think about it. And the reason I thought about it is just because one of the places where I think software platforms and tools can add the most value for customers is in making their life easier. And when I thought about where AirDNA sits in the short-term rental investor and operator's journey, we're very much in the earlier stages of that journey. So if I think about somebody who is considering getting into short-term rentals, they're thinking, should I invest in this particular market? Is it a good market where demand is growing? And if they've decided, yes, you know, I found a property and I could vacation there with my family and also think it could be a great investment, then they're actually looking at properties and trying to decide how much a particular property could earn as a short-term rental. And that's kind of squarely where AirDNA played for the most part when you think about the self-service product in the past. But it was pretty clear to me that the next thing people are doing is they've actually acquired that property and they're trying to run that property and run a successful business. So In thinking about AirDNA and what the opportunities are, there's a whole set of opportunities of continuing to do the things that we already do and going into more and more depth and doing those things better and better. But I think as you've seen with so many of the software success stories over the past many years, the other avenue is also to expand into the adjacent areas and serve the next need that people are going to have. And I think that simplicity and ease of having a solution where people don't have to switch, they don't have to log into multiple tools, they trust the business, they trust the company, they know that they'll get great customer support is a reason that this kind of seemed like a natural next step for AirDNA.
No, it's very, very high level, very high level. It's not what I think a lot of people would expect from a data company. Hence, kind of my next comment or question going into this is, you know, a data company and a property management software walk into a bar. One acquires the other. Who do you think it is? And most people probably would be surprised that AirDNA is the one acquiring a PMS and not the other way around, where, you know, a data company gets acquired by a bigger, you know, conglomerate, because we all know in the short-term rental industry or even the hotel industry, your PMS is kind of the heart and core of your operations. It's where everything kind of connects and flows and goes through. So I guess leading up into this is, what was the initial conversation like going into this acquisition with Vinny and the team? And then also, what do you have to say to listeners who might not have expected AirDNA or been thrown off by AirDNA being the brand to acquire a PMS?
Yeah, I think if you look at the businesses on paper and you think about AirDNA as a data business, it is harder to kind of square why it makes sense. But yeah, I think if you zoom in a little bit and look at the self-service product at AirDNA, which is kind of the largest product in our portfolio and was really the core of AirDNA's historical business, it really is a platform that helps people research and invest in short-term rental properties. I think if you look at it from that customer's perspective, it makes a lot more sense because it's exactly as I was describing. What is the customer doing? They're doing their research. They're making their investment. Now they're operating the property and we can support that need. And the other kind of interesting thing that I think is less obvious outside in is AirDNA has historically been great at those research and investing use cases, but we also have host tools. So we have the capability to enable people to benchmark themselves against the competition in their market. And we also have our smart rates algorithm, which will recommend rates for your property. The challenge with those tools is they were not housed in something that actually enables you to do all of your property operations within the same platform. So when you think about it from that perspective, uplisting gives us a home to house some of those other very data-focused elements that we had at AirDNA but didn't have the rest of the puzzle to really make it useful for customers.
I love that. And what was the early conversation like? What was I hear a lot of people when they go through acquisition conversations, it's kind of like dating, right? Like you try to get to know each other, see if you get the same vibes. I would love to know how that was. If any listeners are listening right now, you have to know that Vinny is one of the nicest guys in our industry. We hosted the Book Direct show in 2021 in Miami, and he flew all the way out from New York for our, like, how many months before the actual event? It was maybe 4 or 5 months before the actual event, just for a little happy hour that we were hosting with a small group of people. And he flew out to participate in that and to be part of the, you know, the event and the planning process and hearing all of it, and just had a great great time with him in Miami. And so just love the guy. So I'd love to know how that conversation was in the beginning for you guys.
Yeah. So I would say in all of these M&A conversations, you're kind of looking at two things. You're trying to understand in more depth the business and the product and what customers think about the product. And to your point, you're kind of also dating to see whether the organizations, if you brought them together, would work well together. And I will say, I think I was very impressed in all of those conversations on both fronts. When we were doing our research into the business, I think one of the things that is fantastic about uplisting and was also true of AirDNA is both of the businesses were bootstrapped. And I think when you're looking at a bootstrapped business, you see that financial discipline and really well-considered decision-making that I think results in great products and really fundamentally profitable and successful business models, which is something that, of course, is attractive when you're looking at buying a business. And then from the team perspective, it felt like a very natural fit. And Vinny, to your point, is fantastic. So is the rest of the uplisting team and the rest of the uplisting founders as well. And what has been really nice for me has been you kind of, in that initial dating, get the feel for the other people. You might have a hypothesis that you're going to work well together. And at least in the early couple weeks of us working together and combining the businesses, it has really felt like the teams are melding well together. There's a ton of shared values and overlap there. The kind of styles of working, communication cadences, and all of that feel very aligned. So it's been quite smooth from my perspective. Obviously, integrations are hard, but it helps when you have that cultural fit and alignment.
No, I love that. Yeah, I always think about the ecosystem, especially on the PMS side. And, you know, uplisting was always kind of the silent, you know, sleeper of the industry. They just put their heads down and they build. And I think it's so cool to see this type of success story because obviously we all want the best in the industry for everyone, right? We want to see success in our industry because then that leaves a good light onto short-term rentals, hospitality as a whole. This is really exciting. Without like praising you and uplisting too much, I want to take a clip from your...
If you'd like to keep doing that, go right ahead.
Definitely. I think we have plenty more to praise you guys on. I do want to take a clip, though, from your guys' podcast, the SDR Data Lab, where you talk about the overall journey and kind of the workflow of your customer, as you've previously mentioned a little bit in this episode. But I have some questions I want to kind of go into because we've seen all-in-one solutions not work out as great in the industry. And so I want to play this clip, and then I'll ask you a couple of questions when we get back.
Perfect. So we have historically been great at helping people identify what markets are attractive for investment and helping them understand how much a property could earn as a short-term rental. But what we haven't been great at is everything that comes after that. We've sort of dabbled in price recommendations with the original version of our Smart Rates algorithm to recommend prices. But beyond that, the more operational tools just were not a strength of our product. And when I think about uplisting, I think going from that market research use case to making the investment decision to operating and optimizing a property, this acquisition opens up that part of the workflow for us and is really exciting, I think, for our customers because they can stick with one solution for more of the needs that they have in this industry.
All right. I know it's always a little hard to watch yourself, but I get it. I have to go through the editing process sometimes and it's painful and just gotta push through. But I really like this clip because you talk about the workflow and you've mentioned on this episode already the journey that your customer has from initially looking at investment to then operating that investment and making sure it's profitable and, you know, maintaining and running smoothly. And to kind of go back to my kind of point before, we've seen some solutions in this industry not play out well trying to go as an all-in-one. So for the future of AirDNA and future acquisitions potentially that happen, I'm curious, does AirDNA or whatever core become an all-in-one solution? Like you mentioned, one login for all of their different products and stuff like that. I'm curious, are you trying to take them from host to manager or are you trying to focus on the hosting side rather than like the bigger PM? I would love to know like kind of that landscape.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would say people oftentimes get themselves into hot water when they're trying to be everything to everyone. And that is definitely not the intention because I think that is almost impossible to do because you end up just having too many different paths that you could go down. So I think for us, what I am particularly excited about is there are many different customer segments that AirDNA serves. And given that we're a data business, we are able to serve enterprise customer use cases like hedge funds, trying to understand what's happening in short-term rentals, all the way to someone who's deciding whether they want to make their first investment in a short-term rental property. And right now, I'm really thinking about that strategy for that short-term rental investor and host that's on the smaller end of the market. And that is the vast majority of customers for our self-service product that if you went to the website and registered for an account, that's kind of what you would fall into rather than some of those enterprise use cases. But when I think about that part of the business, I would say we don't want to be everything to everyone who's investing in and operating short-term rental portfolios, because I think you need something significantly different if you have two properties versus if you have 200 properties. So as we think about uplisting and what that means for AirDNA in the short to medium term, one of the things that we're very focused on building out over the next several months will be a solution that enables the smaller hosts and operators to have a property management system that is simple, easy to use, doesn't have all of the bells and whistles that you need if you have 500 properties, but gives you a good value solution for the kind of simpler needs that you need if you have a smaller portfolio. So that's what we'll be focused on building out. And I think having that customer lens and being really clear on what is the ICP for who we're actually building for in the solution that we're creating is going to help us avoid some of the pitfalls of trying to go after every bell and whistle that some of the larger PMS players have, because they're serving people who have 100 properties that if you have two, you actually don't need. And I actually think that having some of that feature functionality can often be overwhelming and actually detract from the value of a product for someone who is less familiar with all of these tools and just wants something that they don't have to think about and that will be easier for them. So I would say, to kind of answer your question more directly, I think all in one can mean a lot of different things, because I think the question is all in one for who and what does all mean? So I think I would have to say, no, we don't want to do all of that and be everything for everyone. But I definitely think that we can be more for our core customer.
Perfectly, perfectly said. And I was going to say, sometimes I've even heard from a lot of bigger players that have 150, 200 plus, you know, units or properties, they are realizing they don't need to pay the amount that they're paying for their PMS for all these bells and whistles because they don't use half of them. And when they try to use half, it doesn't work great. And realize like it's really simple if you break it down to a certain core offering of hospitality and operations. So, you know, sometimes simpler is better. So I like that.
Just one point on that. On your point, one of the things that I think really stands out about uplisting and that we heard all the time when talking to customers, digging into survey data, and now that we're getting further into understanding the business and getting to know the team, is they have focused relentlessly on reliability. And I think there is such a temptation sometimes to go after the things that feel shiny and exciting. And reliability, by definition, is kind of unexciting and not a shiny object. But I think the fact that they've really focused a lot of time and resource investment in making sure that the product is fundamentally reliable really appeals, because that to me means we've nailed what is at the absolute core of a PMS, and then the really high value feature functionality that is more limited, I think, than some of the many solutions out there in a very competitive market provide, I think is enough for people who have a couple properties. And the thing that they're really looking to us for is, can I trust that I'm not going to get a double booking? Can I trust that the system is not going to go down? And I feel very confident that that's what uplisting has prioritized above and beyond everything else.
Yeah. And looking at the products that uplisting has in the sense of the software, there's so many offerings in the revenue management space and the operations part, the calendar, the messaging, all the stuff. So it, you know, you, the way I think for any listener now, they probably be like, oh, it sounds really simple. It sounds like there's like very few things involved with uplisting. You know, like uplisting is very robust, but still simple and like offering that core. So I think, you know, as I did a product walkthrough on the kind of like the website and obviously going through my conversation with Vinny back in 2022, you know, it's still a complex system, but not as complex as it needs to be. And I think when you offer those core features, those core things that really drive a short-term rental business or any business, that's where you're going to see the success. So very exciting on that. And now kind of going into one of my last questions for you is, what are these integrations that Uplisting has with OTAs and other stuff like that do for the data at AirDNA and how you guys are even able to access it? And I know this is going to be such a broad question because obviously you guys have data and you've had data for so long, but I'm just always curious on what this opens up for you guys.
Yeah, so I would say any incremental data that we can bring into our ecosystem at AirDNA is beneficial for the entire data set. It's kind of a rising tides raise all ships situation. And so we're absolutely planning on building out some exciting feature functionality related to additional data, including helping PMS customers be able to benchmark their performance against what's happening in the market, which I think will be incredibly valuable for people. And leverage kind of the rest of the AirDNA data set to be able to do that for them. But we're also really excited about the other areas where we're going to be bringing more data into our ecosystem and be able to put that in front of customers. So that includes things like being able to give more insight into what's happening with regulation. That's something people ask us about constantly. And I think no one is really doing a great job of being able to give that full picture for people. And we intend to make a lot of progress on that and hopefully have something to show people in a few months' time. And same thing, as we're able to invest more in our smart rates algorithm, now that, to the point I was making earlier, we kind of have a home for our revenue management within Uplisting, plenty of interesting data for us to continue layering into our smart rates to be able to provide the best pricing recommendations. And that's something that I think we have a lot of capability to be able to do exceptionally well, given all of the work that we do in data and all of the talent that we have on our team in data science, data engineering, and all of that.
I love it. And my final question, maybe not really a question, but, you know, in July, we covered our first episode together with your Arrivalist acquisition. Now it's January 2024 and the Uplisting acquisition. Do they give you a break at all? And are you trying to chase after Steve Davis with the 3 acquisitions in 3 years type record? Or is this just, you know, the way that the cards have fallen?
I guess you will have to catch me at the end of 2024 and we'll see what else we've done over the rest of the year. I would say we have definitely been busy. I need to reach out to Steve and get his integration playbook. Maybe we can trade notes and I can get his tips and tricks. But I would say the driver of our acquisitions has really been getting excited about what both Arrivalist and Uplisting can accelerate in terms of what we can offer our customers. So that's really the driving force here, thinking about what do we want to be able to do for our customers and how long would it take us to build some of these things versus if there are fantastic businesses, fantastic teams that it makes sense to bring into the fold instead in order to be able to do that faster.
I love it. Well, I hope you got a great break over the holiday season and kicking off the new year strong. Both you and Steve Davis having announced acquisitions the same week of 2024 is not a coincidence, or definitely a coincidence, but something I'm going to personally connect you guys on so you can trade notes and see how that integration piece works with each other. And I just want to say congratulations to you and the team. It's very exciting to see this type of kickoff to 2024 in our industry. I admire you guys as a partner of ours at Hospitality FM, but also just the things that you guys have been able to do, especially with you as CEO. So really exciting way to start the new year. And I hope to maybe in another 6 months or who knows how long, have you back on.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Will. And thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure. For all of our Good Morning Hospitality listeners listening to this, check out everything in the show notes. You can see references to not only the Arrivalist episode where we had Demi, you can also see the STR Data Lab podcast where Demi and Vinny and Jamie Lane, the legends, all 3 on 1 screen, talk about the acquisition as well. And of course, like always, we'll see you again next week.